GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. Our friends on Facebook and our followers on Twitter get an eyeful of the WVOMFM.com question of the day before it even comes out of our mouths. Will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's election serve Maine well? Really, this is a platform for us to try to pronounce names we're not yet accustomed to, George. I've been practicing, okay?
I think one is easier than the other.
This is true. And it's understandable that you would see many of these items, and I grabbed snippets of three, George. Did you get the printout that I put together for you in your stack of stuff in your packet this morning?
Well, I'm dealing with a couple of things here this morning, okay. So I didn't do that.
Okay, so you did. Oh, shoot, you didn't get a copy of this?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was asking
if you got that.
And I also put these items and posted them on our Facebook page. You can understand these items coming out after the election. Headline, Somali community revels in, I'm going to say, Safia Khalid.
That's close.
Okay, what is it?
I think exactly what you said.
Okay. Well, it's better than close then, isn't it? Somali community revels in Safia Khalid's victory in Lewiston council race. She's 23. She's the youngest person ever elected to Lewiston's city council. And she is the first Somali immigrant to the first Somali American to be on the city council in Lewiston. Safia Khalid. Okay. Meanwhile, in Bangor, and I don't know, I've met Angela Okafor, I think once or twice. Angela is a lawyer, and she's a business person, and I know she's got a third, and I think she works in helping people legally immigrate to the United States. That's my understanding from meeting Angela Okafor, and she won a seat on Bangor City Council.
I met her, but I hear good things about her.
Yep. You have met her or you haven't met her?
I have not.
You have not met her, but you've heard good things about her. And then I did the count yesterday, and there it was in the newspaper as well, that now there are, of the 9 people that represent the city of Bangor, 6 of them are now women. Although, and if you read down in the article, you do note that census says that Bangor is made up pretty much 50-50 women and men. The representation now, the item pointed out in the Bangor Daily, that it's now 9 women and 3 men. And the third item that I grabbed that you have in front of you, and I saw the signs. I live in Glenburn. I don't live in Bangor, so I didn't get to vote on these. But Mara Hassanin?
Okay.
What do you think? Is that close?
Yeah, maybe? Go ahead.
Mara Hassanin, daughter of Egyptian immigrants, Muslim. She has won a seat on Bangor's school committee in Hamden. A woman originally from Haiti, Tanya, now Jean Jacques.
Yeah.
But is it Jean Jacques? I apologize that I don't know how to pronounce Tanya's, or I don't know if it's Tanya or
I don't think
Tanya.
It's critical at this point. Anyway.
Okay. But she won. And in Brewer, and I was rooting for Saban. If you know Saban, you ever on social media, you see that there's an event and Memory Maker Photography is there snapping the photos.
Yeah.
That's Saban.
Okay.
Great guy. Originally from Thailand.
Yeah.
And he and his family, good people. Saban, and I've always had difficulty in pronouncing his last name. Phanthay. Okay. Saban Phanthay, winning a seat on Brewer's City Council. So there was a lot of talk yesterday following Tuesday's election about there's a lot of diversity now.
Yeah.
And the question is, do we think it's going to, or do you think it's going to serve Maine well? That's the question of the day.
Well, why wouldn't it?
It hasn't always.
But again, why wouldn't it?
I'm with you here. Well, I think I'm with you on this one.
Yep.
Here's hoping. I hope it does. Well, I want it to.
I was looking at Safia Khalid, is that what we...
Safia Khalid?
Yeah, that's the one in Lewiston.
In Lewiston.
She's been in the country since she was 7 years old. What, she's 23 now? Hasn't always lived in Maine. I guess she lived in New Jersey at some point. But she's been here a long time. And they some lady people say, why don't you become a citizen? She did. And they run for public office, and I saw the headline here locally that Bangor City Council now have more women than men. Yeah. Sounds okay to me.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with you.
No, I know that. I know that.
Here's the problem. If you do say, in this day and age, if you say, I hope so, you run the risk of being branded a xenophobe and a racist.
I don't think so. I wouldn't ever think of that of you.
Thank you for thinking, because I don't think that of you either.
No. Diversity is good. Now, it depends on how people react sometimes. Let's face it. The Lewiston election had some problems. There were some things going on in that election before the election, which even she said was kind of surprising that she got elected. But hopefully that this quiets down. People go ahead and do their job.
Some of the text messages coming into us in the MTG text line at 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-447. And hang on, we'll get to the phone in just a moment, okay? This person writes to us, diversity is good as long as you hold American values. And I think by American values, but we could have an entire segment, entire show on that. What's your definition of an American value?
Yeah, this person writes,
I hope it does, but I also hope that the most qualified individuals are elected, not necessarily the most diverse. Here's another text message to us. Ethnicity, religious backgrounds, sex, sexual orientation, or whatever shouldn't be mentioned. The only thing that matters is if they serve their constituents and are representing to the best of their ability. Agree.
Absolutely.
1-800-966-1039. Caller, hi. Will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's elections serve Maine well, do you think?
If you're asking me, I'm not too sure about that. Like you said, you read the two text messages. That echoes exactly what I was going to kind of say. So, interesting. Thanks for listening. Glad I could listen to the show. You guys have a good morning. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. 1-800-966-1039. In a moment, we'll talk about cereal boxes. Caller, hello. The George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Question of the day. Will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's election serve Maine well, do you think?
I would suggest that probably character and American values, number one, and this diversity crap. Come on, guys. It's just more communism.
1-800-966-1039. Okay, well, that's...
Communism?
Hey, that's his opinion.
Well, no, I'd like to come out of the 60s and get into where we are. But
he's allowed to have his opinion. This person
I didn't say he wasn't, but I'm saying... I just, communism?
This person writes, I vote for the person, their ideals and policies, not where they came from. Okay, that takes me to the cereal box. A friend told me this once and when I was young, and it stuck with me ever since. Next time you go to the cereal aisle in the store, instead of looking at the front of the box, turn the box sideways and read the ingredients and the nutritional value. And that's how you should judge which cereal you should buy. And you should do the same when electing someone to be your representative, either in the United States Senate, the United States House, the Maine House, the Maine Senate, even dog catcher. You should read the cereal box on the side. Caller, hi. Question of the day. Will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's election serve Maine well? What are you thinking?
Well, diversity has already sunk the state into the septic tank. I remember when it was a really nice conservative place to move to 50 years ago. Now it's turned into a mess. And it's only going to get worse, guys. Diversity sucks.
Yeah, all right. We don't want these people here. Yeah, that'd be bad, wouldn't it? Have people come from someplace else. What, are you kidding me?
Just so people understand, I'm going to turn on the sarcasm filter now because you were exercising sarcasm there.
I
was. Sarcasm filter. Active.
LOL. Diversity crap is just more communism. That was hilarious. That's a text message following that previous phone call. People need to realize that God made everybody equal no matter on their skin, color, religion, race, people just like us. And people need to stop judging others. You don't have to get all religious with you, but I'm reading the Bible all the way through, okay? This challenge of doing this, I've accepted this. I'm in Exodus right now, and it's really interesting. The first time that God ever says, I want you to take up an offering from all the people, everyone had to pay the same amount, okay? If you were rich or you were poor, you had to pay the same amount. And the lesson there is, we all have the same value in God's eyes. Caller, hello, the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's election serve Maine well? What are you thinking?
No, Martin Luther King said it best. You know, judge a man by his character. I mean, George, do you really know these people and you're assuming they're good just because they're diverse? That's just
no, I think we had an election and they're citizens and they had a right to be elected. That's what I'm saying.
As for knowing them, honestly, I've never talked with Safiya Khalid.
No.
I did see the one social media post that came back to haunt her a bit, but it didn't stop her from winning election.
They
had to be the youngest.
They had an election.
Okay. Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, 95.1 in Rockland. Our question of the day to you, will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's election serve Maine well, do you think?
Diversity won't be the problem. It's how they choose to lead that will create the separation and the diversity in itself.
He makes a point.
That's true of anybody who gets elected.
Mm-hmm. And this person writes,
it wouldn't matter where they're from, what their color is, anything. Once you elect somebody, the next thing is, how do you lead?
I'm going to read this text just as it came in case there was a transcription error and in case I don't understand it. This is the way it arrived to us. Diversity is terrific as long as they don't try to force equality of outcome. Life would be good, but that's all it seems the Democrats are trying to do these days. Equality of outcome, not equality of character. You know, think about that. This person writes to us, I could give a rat's behind where they come from, but if they don't follow what their constituents say and why they were put in office for or what they were put in office for and start pursuing their personal agenda, that's when I have a problem.
Well, let's remember that about 15% of the people bothered to vote. So let that one sink in.
If you came here because it sucked where you were, don't try to change here to where you were. And then I'm good with you. No, I can understand that.
Well, is not an American citizen?
No, that's not the point.
That is.
Oh, no. The point that they're making is something different. Safiya Khalid came from,
When she was 7 years old, her family immigrated to the
United States. Because it was horrible there.
Yeah.
Great, okay. And this person's not. And Angela, right? I don't think Subban had issues necessarily in Thailand. I haven't talked to them about it. And I don't know what Marwa, I think Marwa's been here the entire time, but the person points out, and here's the text message that asks for it. We can hope for assimilation.
Certainly.
Retain your character, retain your heritage, but is it possible to assimilate into what was once described to us as a melting pot, which became more like a salad bowl, really? Caller, hi, GHRT. Question of the day. Will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's election serve Maine well? What are you thinking?
Good morning, Rick. I hope. No, I hope. I pray to God it does. I would have voted many years ago for Ted Cruz. I heard his story from his father, Rafael Cruz, who sewed money into his underwear to get to this country, this wonderful country. He, like you just said, he assimilated to this country and wanted to become an American. It seems today people come to America and they don't want to become an American. It seems like they want to come to America, like you said, to change it to where they just came from. As long as you come here and protect the Bill of Rights and protect the Constitution, we have nothing to worry about. But I love you guys. Keep it going.
If you're online this morning, vote on the WVOMFM.com question of the day. Brought to you by Bangor Tractor and Equipment, your Coyote and Massey Ferguson Tractor headquarters at 1201 Outer Hammond Street in Bangor, across from Webb's RV. Will the diversity in leadership determined by Tuesday's election serve Maine well? This is the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.